joining me live over the phone this morning. It's our monthly update from the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, and Seth Snyder on the board of directors for the Fossil Basin Chamber. Seth, good morning. How are you today in Southern Lincoln County?
I am doing great. Just trying to stay warm.
That's kind of our motto this time of year. Just trying to stay warm. That's what we do.
Exactly.
Well, Seth, appreciate you taking some time in our monthly update from the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. If someone for some reason or another has not yet heard of the Fossil Basin Chamber, which, you know, maybe they've been hibernating, I don't know. Tell us again about the Fossil Basin, as you guys are still fairly new.
Yeah, for sure. So just a few months back, a lot of us locals came together, organized the new Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. This is for Kemmer, Diamondville, Opal, Frontier, the entire surrounding area. We're here to promote the community, small business, and bring light to all the activities that go on in this area. If you're not a member, we urge you to get involved. If you're an individual, a company, corporation, everyone's welcome to join, have a voice, and be heard. You can go onto our Facebook page at Fossil Basin, or you can get a hold of any of the board members, or you're welcome to go down to Anderson Tax and Consulting during regular business hours, grab your registration, sign up, and become a member of the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. Excellent. And you guys are doing some great things in the community, from events to recently just held a little luncheon or brunch, I guess, if you will, with some of the local leaders, legislative leaders in the area.
Right. Yeah. So one of our committees, the educational committee, put on an awesome educational event held down at the BOCES meeting room on January 17th, brought in a bunch of representatives and officials to just talk to the community about what's going on, have a bit of a Q&A, get some updates. We had water provided by Willow Springs, and we had some food provided by the Fossil Fuel Coffee Company. And it was a great event. So a lot of people showed up and showed out for this event, and we got a lot of great education, and we look forward to doing quite a few of these as we go through this year.
That was my actually next question. Do you anticipate, or does the board or that committee anticipate hoping to do that like once a month, or just as they happen?
Well, so the idea and the goal here is we have our monthly board meetings, hold our monthly public meetings, and we're trying to gear up to make sure that we do have an event or seminar for education for the public community every month. It takes a lot. The committee's working very hard at getting these events set up, but as we move forward through the year, we're hoping to have one every month that can help whether an individual or a small business, talking about grants, talking about things that are going on, development, just everything that can benefit the Kemmer Diamondville community.
Very cool. So, Seth, are you aware of anything currently on the calendar for February?
Not yet. I'm not sure if we have an event going on yet, but if we do, and as we get more prepared, hop on to our Facebook page. We usually post a flyer for any of these events right as they come up, and hopefully have enough time to RSVP and make sure that you can get scheduled and show up to these educational events.
Excellent. Seth Snyder, Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, on the air this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up. Seth, as you mentioned, is a new chamber kind of growing from the ground up, and sounds like you're close to having a website, correct?
We are growing. It is a great thing. More members are coming in weekly, which is wonderful to see. And with that, it brings them a little bit more funding. So we finally allocated some money. We're working with a great company that is helping us build out our website for the entire area. It's going to talk about history of Kemmer Diamondville, fossils, JCPenney's, what we're doing. It's going to have your calendar, your weekly updates. We're going to be able to put all of our events and seminars, also your registration. So soon you won't just have to go on Facebook or meet someone in person. You'll be able to hop right on our website, register to be a member, pay your dues through the website, and it's also going to promote all of the businesses. So we're going to have some business spotlights on there. You're going to be able to look up all the local businesses in town, find out when they're open, figure out where they're at. Should really help tourism and new families coming into the community get aware of the area.
Very cool. When is the what's the timeline for this website? Do you hope to launch it soon?
We are. So the plan right now is about 30 to 45 days. We should be live and ready to go. Once we get a look at what it looks like, make sure we're all happy with it, go to the board. We're all going to say, yep, we like it. And then we'll get this thing online. We'll start promoting it. And we'll make sure to let the community know.
Very cool. So that's coming up in the short term with the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. That's Seth Snyder, one of the board of directors for this new chamber. Seth, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today?
Duke, I think that is it for this time. And just let everyone know, get on Facebook, become a member, get that registration, be involved in the community, and make sure you add us on Facebook so you can see all the updates that are going on as the days go by.
Seth Snyder, Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.